delight to have the head of Clearwater Jazz Holiday with us today, and also Frank Williams, Father Time. Tell us a little bit about the History of Jazz Outreach Program and Frank Williams and his relationship and history with the organization.
Yeah, so thanks, Annette. It's my pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell a little bit more about Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation and the education outreach. Frank is, we refer to him as Father Time. He is a great education partner with Clearwater Jazz Holiday. He has been with us for a really long time and has been an important mentor to a lot of young musicians in the greater Tampa Bay area and beyond. He's got a long history in jazz education, and he's, if you talk to him, you know, he'll tell you he's retired, but we have really brought him out of that into a world that he's very passionate about, and he's firing on all cylinders and doing so much for us and others in the community, inspiring the next generation of jazz lovers and music lovers, really. The History of Jazz program is one of many programs that are funded and delivered by Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation. It's a program that brings a jazz band into mostly the school setting, but also with other organizations in the area. And we tell the story of jazz set to live music and walk an audience. It's really a history lesson. Starts really with the Emancipation Proclamation, and we talk about social change in this country and how it impacted the migration of musicians and how that in turn contributed to the development of the art form.
How did Frank get involved with the organization? And then I also want to point out, folks that are listening to us, that Frank and Clearwater Jazz Holiday actually have a podcast that stopped for a while, but it's still so absolutely fascinating. Let me just give that shout out. The Spot Time series with Frank Williams, it complements that History of Jazz outreach program. It creates a comprehensive visual and audio history of jazz archive, and it's delivered in Frank's one-of-a-kind style. How did you all hook up?
Well, you know, I think it started many years ago where Frank was and has and still is to this day serving as a director of jazz for a group of young students, all-star students in the area that go to a jazz program at Ruth Eckert Hall. And the Jazz Holiday Foundation has always provided special funding for that program to enable some students to participate in that type of high-level education. And so we knew Frank through that and through other scholarship giving we did, because Franco has always had a great pulse on some of the great jazz, young jazz players in the area at the high school level. But, we had a board member, who had a vision back in, I think it was 2011, 2012, about really developing more programs, through Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation that could provide a greater appreciation for jazz, that could inspire students to want to make music a part of their lives, and ultimately provide some high-level instruction to students at the high school level. And the idea, and I think that this board member, Dick Kroll, had this vision of bringing live jazz musicians into the schools. And from that program, reached out, or with that idea, reached out to Frank, talked about it, and Frank was like, you know, he loved the idea. It's something that he had done before. He certainly had great connections within the school system. And, you know, fast forward till 2024, we've reached over 34,000 students with that program alone in over 60 different Bay Area schools. And other organizations, too, outside of the school system, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Boys and Girls Clubs, a lot of the neighborhood family centers, even older adults. We began to deliver the program in an adapted setting to older adults in the community at memory care centers and independent living communities. And we also found that we could adapt the program in a way that brought a special experience to schools and organizations serving students and other constituents with disabilities. Music is so powerful, and it has such a tremendous impact. And we've just sat back and have been smiling all along because we could never have imagined the impact of this program alone.
So, Steve, I'm really excited. You know, RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7, is a partner with Clearwater Jazz Holiday, and we're starting off with a live stream this Friday, July 19th, from 5:30 to 9:30. I will be posting the lineup, but I see that the Young Lions Reunion Jam, the whole Frank Posse, will be playing 9:30 till gosh knows when. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, the summer jam this Friday at the Factory has grown into a really cool tradition. You know, Jazz Holiday, I think, is known for creating these really unique performance opportunities that you can't see in a lot of other places. We create a platform that brings a lot of musicians together to play in a unique way. And the main performance during the jazz jam, there's like 15 plus different musicians that are going to be playing during that time period. But we have this special tradition where some of the Young Lions that we have supported along the way and continue to support do their own thing. And so there's like a side room at the Factory. It's almost like a little nightclub. There are table rounds and people could come and set up. There's food and a cash bar. And a lot of these young players just get together and have this really great organic jam. Many of them have been through our Young Lions program when they were in high school. Many of them continue to benefit from our Give Them a Stage program, which creates paid performance opportunities for young musicians. And so they're all going to be there. Frank should be there this Friday night as well. And that's always fun to watch him interact with all of these lives that he has touched along the way. It's a really, really great thing. So certainly if folks can come out to the Factory, I think they'll feel like they're part of something really special.
So just to do a shout out to a couple of the upcoming events before we get Frank on air, Jazz in the World at the Palladium, August 23rd. Buy those tickets at clearwaterjazz.com. And then fill us in, October 17th through 20th, On the Green, Back to the Roots. Tell us in a nutshell, Steve, what we need to know.
Yeah, I mean, 45th anniversary celebration. It's hard to believe. Clearwater Jazz Holiday. We do have a Back to Our Roots theme, which means that the concerts are back on that large green overlooking the water in Coachman Park on the main stage. You can buy reserve seating and VIP access through clearwaterjazz.com. And then this year, we also have opened up the festival tradition to the public at no charge. And so for folks that want to enjoy the concert in a different way, there are several areas where you can bring blankets and lawn chairs again and overlook the green at no charge and watch the amazing music that's going to be there. There are also going to be a pre-party each day with two free side stages featuring a lot of amazing talent in our own backyard and some folks that we're bringing in as well. There'll be food vendors and, of course, drinks. And it's just really that creating that experience again that I think our longtime constituents are going to find more familiar, exciting, and we just can't wait. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. So, Steve, thanks for giving us an introduction to Frank. Folks, you can find out everything you need to know on the clearwaterjazz.com website. And now we're going to welcome Frank. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much, Danette.
So Frank Williams, as you heard Steve talk about the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, is an amazing educator and musician. His History of Jazz Outreach program and his podcast that he was doing through 2020 give a sense of his style. Frank, I want you to tell me a little bit about your journey with the jazz program, my journey with jazz program that you and Steve started to go into the schools and neighborhood centers with kids.
Okay, so first of all, my journey with jazz was not the very first program we started. Are you aware of that?
I'm going to let you tell me everything I need to know.
Okay, so I retired after 41 years as a music educator in public schools in 2011 due to a serious attack from glaucoma that was rendering me useless as a band director. And while sitting home waiting for therapies to kick in, I got a call from representatives from Clearwater Jazz Holiday who were simply interested in meeting me to see if I could create a way for them to get their program into the schools. I agreed. We met. And that I created a program called The History of Jazz, where they already had a little band. We went in, and I talked through the various periods of jazz, from New Orleans to swing to bebop to jazz around the world, et cetera. And it was meant to be presented to big groups of people. And that worked very, very well. The first year we did six schools, and they were elated. Since then, I'm sure Steve told you that with our various programs, we have reached more than 35,000 kids. So we started that program, as I said, in 2011. And then we created a few other programs for student instrumentalists, the Young Lions program, where we go into schools and help teachers be more specific in their jazz education instruction. And then a big festival where we invited the best jazz bands in the state of Florida to Rudecker Hall to compete for prizes and honors and all that. And then we had this idea for my journey with jazz, and it didn't work at first. But to be honest with you, Steve was the one who came up with the idea for a game, like Jeopardy or The Price is Right or something like that. And when we transformed the program into that particular protocol, it became very, very successful. And it's probably what we do now more than anything else.
So walk me through, I think now Steve told me that you actually read the Emancipation Proclamation, and there's some days, if I was a student, what would I expect when you walk in the room to do this?
It's according to what program you get. If you get the History of Jazz, you're going to get everything from, I call it 1865 to about, let's say 2000. If we're doing the My Journey with Jazz, we do that in five segments. The first is New Orleans, which I actually start, again, 1865 to about 1920 or so, and then Chicago, 1920s, and then New York, 1930s, 1940s, and jazz around the world, 50s up to the current time. And then the fifth session is a session where the kids that we that are well-behaved and learn, show a great interest, are called VIPs, and they and their fellow students participate in an award ceremony, and they actually speak to the group and the whole thing to tell them the things they have learned about jazz and American history, because you cannot separate one from the other.
Absolutely amazing. And you've done this not just in the schools, the neighborhood centers. Tell us a little bit about the breadth and width of your engagement in our community, Frank.
Okay, so I think we started this in the community centers.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clearwater Neighborhood Family Center was the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
And we added neighborhood centers all over county.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a few elementary schools as well with the History of Jazz program. Sorry, with the My Journey with Jazz program. With the History of Jazz, we presented to business groups, retirees, little kids, big kids. Everybody is eligible to experience that program. And I simply tailor my dialogue to the sensibilities and abilities of whatever the audience is for the moment.
Frank, they call you Father Time, and I'm beginning to realize why. You have a timeless, important message that you are sharing. I know that Nat Hentoff, his book, Jazz Is, a dear friend of mine, first introduced me to jazz as a young person, but I see that you have launched not just a passion for learning history through music, but you also have an alumni of Young Lions that you have nurtured, nourished, and sent into the world. Tell me a little bit about your Young Lions and also about this week's reunion jam.
Okay. I've done this for a long time. Okay. I started teaching in 1970, and I finally walked out of my last public school job in 2011. There have been lots of Young Lions, even before there was a term Young Lions. I like to brag about my most recent luminaries. You've heard about the double Grammy winner, Samara Joy, yes?
Yes, we love her on RadioSt.Pete.com, and yes, absolutely, we know she came from your program.
Well, she didn't come from my program, but all of her horn players, her band leader, and composer-arranger came from the Ruth Eckert program. Jason Charles on trumpet, David on alto sax, and Kendrick on tenor, and they're traveling the world and making a big name for themselves and making me extremely proud while making great music and enjoying the life that they chose for themselves.
It is quite a legacy, isn't it? It's quite a legacy. Tell us what we can see today. Who's going to be at the Young Lions reunion jam on Friday at the factory?
Okay, I'm not sure the exact people that are going to be there, because these guys are in and out of town doing their professional pursuits. Normally, Alex Malkovich is there, mm-hmm. After Tyler Wirtman will probably be there. He's local. Trace Zacher will probably be there, extremely good tenor sax player. And then who else happens to come in for the weekend just to join the fun? I'm not sure. Maddox Sturgeon will probably be there on bass. There's just so many possibilities. So that group will be pulled from about 8 to 10 people.
Amazing. And hopefully you will be with us at that event, correct?
Absolutely, I'll be there.
So I had the pleasure of seeing you at Largo Central Park. It was wonderful. I mean, it was, you had some very famous people playing later on, but the Young Lions Jazz, the master session, your joy when you come on stage, the joy in their faces when they see you, you just can't buy that kind of love, Frank.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know why they love me so much. You should have also heard that I am an extreme taskmaster. So all of the kids that I teach, let's just say they have been tried by fire. This is a passion of mine, and I am uncompromising. So sometimes I have to stretch the kids in ways they're not accustomed to. But eventually, when they see the benefits of that stretching, I become their best friend. But trust me, there are times when they see me walk into the room and they are not smiling.
Well, you know what they say, if you want to soar, you've got to fly with the eagle. So I want to thank Frank Williams for being with us here today. You can hear his previous podcast, the All Stop Time series videos, on clearwaterjazz.com, Stop Time, this weekend at the factory, this Friday, July 19th, 5:30 to 6:30. Join the Clearwater Jazz Holiday for a free summer jazz jam with the Young Lions reunion jam kicking off at 9:30. Lots of amazing people there, including Frank. Frank, thank you for being with Radio St. Pete today.
Okay, I enjoyed it tremendously, and thank you for supporting jazz. It's very important to get the word out, and thank you for being a jazz aficionado, and thank you for being so kind to me in this interview.
Thank you, Frank Williams, Clearwater Jazz Holiday, a lion himself, perhaps not young, but forever young. Thank you.
Yes.